Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Move into the
everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. This is the co-host, Gary Moore, and we will be filling in. We're filling in for John Christie, who is on vacation, or as they say in Europe, on holiday. And we have guest host Javonda with us from Holland. And I also want to really quickly apologize because we are coming on an hour later than we typically come on. It's because of the time change in the United States that we went back to standard time, and that hasn't happened in Europe yet. So we are coming on an hour later than regularly than usual to accommodate everyone in Europe. And I guess, I don't know, in a week or two we will go back to our original schedule. Anyway, we have an exciting show. Our special guest is Sensan, also from Holland. So we're bringing our two dear Dutch friends of ours, our guest host, Javonda. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and we are indeed going Dutch tonight.
We're going Dutch tonight, baby. You bet. So how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Yeah, spring has started. It was beautiful weather here in the Netherlands. And, well, new chances, new life.
Have the tulips come up yet? Are they blooming?
I haven't seen tulips yet, but other flowers, I don't know the English word, like crocus, we say in Dutch.
Oh, crocus. Yes.
Yeah, you know... So they are flowering now, blooming now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Springtime with all of its promise, yes. We've been bombarded with storms here in the Pacific Northwest. We just came through wind and rain, and it's straightened out. It's quite nice today. The sun came out, and it is looking promised for the rest of the week. And I have some exciting news. I have just received a job. I've got a new position. I have a new position on the Washington Peninsula up north of here. I will be say hello to the new Native American cultural consultant for Free by the Sea Treatment Center. It's a treatment center treating people with drug and alcohol addiction. And I will be the Native American consultant, cultural and spiritual consultant. And we will be running, doing sweat lodge ceremonies and all things Native American related to Native
Americans. Congratulations.
American.
I'm so happy for you.
I just received the position, and I will be doing some work. So I'm not sure how many shows I'm going to be available to be doing. And John Christie doesn't know it yet, and I just found it out myself. So
you can't be missed, Gary.
I'll be missed like a train wreck, but that's okay. No.
No.
It's exciting, it's humbling.
For you, yeah.
And I'm a little scared. But
a little scared is not wrong. It keeps you focused.
Yeah, and it's something that that this has been an answer to a many, many year long prayer for me. And they like what I do, it resonates well with them, and it resonates well with the residents who are staying there undergoing the treatment. So they said, stick around, come around and be with us. So I'm
wonderful.
Going to.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted.
Will. And I will, do this. I'll do shows, as I can, as I'm available to do those. But like you're saying, the spring is coming and the warm weather is coming back with us, and I'll be busy building. I'm going to be building a lodge, doing the construction of it. We have to go gather the materials to do that, and then build it. And I know how to do all that, and then start doing running the ceremonies and stuff. So that's what's going on with me.
Yeah. Well, my life also changed because this weekend, but the weekend before, my latest child moved out. So I'm now a mom without children in the house, So that's a new life as well. I have to get used to it still.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the last one left the nest, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, the last one. Yeah. So now I have a bit of empty nest feelings, but also, it's double. Also the feelings of, I got my own space again. I can do what I like to do,
So there you go.
Yeah. So that is nice too. And also I get a little bit more work lately. So that is also positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scout World, Yvonne's stepping out. Okay, there we go. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, here we are with our dear friend, with another very close friend of ours from the Gold Ring days, our dear friend Carlo Senson. And he'll be coming on and sharing his poetry and philosophy and so forth with us as well. Mm. Looking forward to it. This is exciting.
Yeah. So are you bringing him on now? Or?
I don't have him patched in. Is he patched in with you?
Yeah. He's there.
Okay.
He only has to unmute.
I'm here.
There he
Hi,
is.
Hi, Carlo.
I'm here. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen. Your friend.
Drum roll.
No, and his.
Nothing. So we all were going into a new period in our lifetime, I think. Because, well, very soon I'll be moving out of house too.
Oh, really?
I'm moving to Utrecht.
Oh.
And if everything goes well, I'll be living there for a while in a foundation. It's called Emmaus Foundation, who basically lives off secondhand stuff of other people that they sell, and if they have more money left, they give it to the poor.
Oh, this is great.
So it's kind of a community thing. Yeah.
Mm. Wonderful.
But on the side, I want to apologize if I don't come through clearly, because my connection here is a bit choppy sometimes, but we'll see.
Well, you sound really good so far.
Oh, that's good.
So how have you been?
Are working. Sorry?
So you've been doing all right.
I've been very calm. Thank you.
Very calm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us a bit about... give us an update about your life lately.
Well, I'm not alone anymore. I found my true love.
Oh, wow.
She's in the room with me. She's sleeping now, so I have to be quiet.
What is she doing sleeping? You need to wake her up and say, hey, you're going to be on the show with us. What's the matter with
I'm on radio.
Yeah.
No, it's a bit late. It was a bit late last night, so... But I don't have to explain. We can do whatever we want. So, but that's one. And oh, sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead. No.
No, I've been working hard, mainly on myself, especially since now I'm in a relationship. You're really confronted with yourself. So, And overall, yeah, I've been working on my book, my Dutch book. I already got like 200 pages written up. So I'm editing it over and over and over until I think it's polished enough to publish it.
So. And what is the book about?
It's against cursing.
Cursing?
Cursing. Against the vloek die wij gebruiken, the curse die we use. I'm for proper speech, for people to speak in a proper way, to use language like it is living beings. And if you use them in the proper way, they'll speak for you. You know? Very simple.
Right. You know, yeah. Language has its energy, yeah, and
oh yes.
So yeah, and today I have been cursing, but that was for my work. You know, I act for my work, and I had to play aggressive. You know, I have been doing trainings for people how to. Handle aggressive people, so I had to play the aggressive one. And I noticed that, you know, it's not good for your body to speak aggressive and to curse. It gives a lot of stress. So I discontinued those that work. But today, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a situation that I had to do that again. So,
yeah. Yes, and it refers. You know, what comes to my mind is the experiments that Dr. Emoto did with the water. You know, and the words, how the words would change the molecular structure of the water, and change the crystal structure of the water. And if you had the beautiful, loving thoughts and words like "thank you," "I love you," and place that in the water, how that would alter and make beautiful crystals of the water. And once it is frozen, but if you use, you know, the aggressive phrases, you know, "I will kill you" and things like that, how it really distorts the water, and how those words and how those thoughts, if it does that to water, just imagine what it does to ourselves, because we're mostly water.
Yeah, we are mostly water. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting, Carlos. Tell us more about that book and what it's about, the cursing.
Well, it's funny because I can almost not translate it into English, because you say cursing and swearing like it is the same thing. But in Dutch, cursing is basically when you use God. When you say God do me, it's basically.
Okay.
We say even in Dutch, we say God do me. That's what we say when we curse. And for me, swearing is more like a foul language. So
okay.
It's also not very beneficial, but it has a less of an undertone because you don't ask something of God, you know? And that's,
okay.
I'm really against abusing the name of God for your own benefit, basically.
Okay, yeah. So, the English translation from the Bible was taking God's name in vain, they say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's hard work to write a book. So, but it's also very rewarding, I found out. Yeah.
So,
and once I'm
will
done,
you
I'll
be...
do the English one.
Huh. Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah. You have a very good command of the English, and I'm sure it would turn out quite well. On your book, do you also have some your poetry included in with that, or?
Yeah, no, it's and every two pages there's at least one poem or a picture, and in between there's a text about explanation. But almost every page has a poem there. So it's a new kind of book. It's like a poetry book, but with text in between.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain. I'm just doing my own thing. I never really read other books so much, poetry books. I just do my own thing.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds fascinating. And perhaps, I don't know, if you could read us some excerpts from it, perhaps.
Ooh,
or,
well, perhaps in Dutch, you know, but I can translate very well.
Okay. Ja, dat kun je gerust doen, hoor, Carlo. Ik versta het wel.
Okay. Yeah, I can do it in Dutch. Well, I've written one poem, especially today, that I want to do later on air. And I have found a few just in my collection of English poems that I'd like to share. But all in due time. I don't know how we're going to play this.
Well, we'll play this as we go, but I think maybe we could play a little music first. What do you think?
I totally agree.
How about the one you sent us, the Queen cut, I Want It All?
Yeah, I like it.
You can't have it all. Where would you put it?
Right here, right?
Yeah.
In Utrecht.
I think it's easier just to leave it where it is. Anyway, here we go.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Heaven's a beacon on an empty street. Just an alley creeper.
So I take it he's probably not going to be satisfied with just having some of it and then getting the rest later. Yeah, he wants it all right now, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, we're back. I remember that song back when the days when I did terrestrial radio, back when the earth was cooling and the rocks were still soft. So that's it was nice to play that song again.
Fry bread.
Oh, yeah, the director, she wanted to know when she wanted me to make fry bread. She wants me to make fry bread for everybody up at the treatment center. And I'm like, anytime, you know, I love me some fry bread. So we'll be making fry bread up there, too. I've got, we're going to be doing drum making workshops, working with the skins, you know, making drums and then putting the drums together and then doing drum circles. And I'll be teaching songs, some Lakota songs, you know, the drum songs and all sorts of activities up there for people. Getting away from the addictions, you know, getting away from the taking poison, you know, that they've been poisoning themselves with. And a lot of young ones up there, man. A lot of young ones, you know, probably your age, Carlo. And, you know, searching.
Yeah.
Looking for a different way,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. So it's an honor, it's humbling to finally be in this place where I can, you know, share some of this teaching that I received, you know, a long time ago. You know, so, and it's natural, you know, the natural earth-based spirit, you know, because you know, no human power can relieve people of their addiction. However, there is a power greater than them. Greater than ourselves, and all we need to do is think differently, and that power will emerge, and that power will take care of us. It will feed us and clothe us and guide us and protect us and sustain our very existence if we let it. But the changing of the way we think is part of recovery. That's part of changing from the addictive behaviors into something new, something different. You know, and that's part of that changing of the way we think, you know. So I'm just going to be planting seeds, man, like I do on the radio, like I've always done on the radio, but more and more, you know, face-to-face in the real community now, you know. But
I'll
that's enough out of
someday.
Me. Yes, please come to visit. We'll crawl into a lodge. We'll turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
You turn it up a couple clicks.
Yeah,
and more. Yeah. And bring Marika too. So, you know, she's already been in one. She knows all about that.
Marika.
Yes. She was in a lodge. She did a sweat lodge a long time ago, quite a while ago, back when she used to be a regular on the show. And she came in one day. This was, gosh, we were in our first year, I think, of doing the healing fountain. And she came in and she described her experience of the Lakota. There was somebody that was Lakota that went to Holland and started doing lodges out there. And she, her husband, I think, knew the man. Anyway, the two of them crawled into a lodge and she was describing her experience. And I was just crying my eyes out at the time because here was... you know, these ways are going around the world, you know, over to Europe, and they're catching on in Europe, you know. And they're saying things like, Mitako Yeu Yasin, which is a Lakota phrase, which means all my relations, or we are all related. And, of course, you know, she said that all the time. And back then, you know, I come from that old school back in the days when, you know, when we had to build a sweat lodge out on the land, out in the... in the mountains in Colorado is where I was, and we would have to hide from the sheriff, you know, hide from the police, so we could just to go pray, you know. And now here it was moving on around the world and stuff, and it was just at the time it was very, very humbling. It's amazing to see how the world is evolving and changing and growing up, waking up, you know?
Yeah, exponentially.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because first it went very slow, and now it's faster and faster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exponentially, just like you said.
Yeah.
You know, here we were, we all, the three of us met, you know, with Raisa in the days of the gold ring, you know, and I thought that was amazing at the time how so many were waking up, I guess, and you know, here we were crawling up out of the woodwork from all corners of the world, sharing our different teachings and that, you know, and coming together, and it's continuing, you know, and it's amazing how that is evolving. And that has evolved.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So tell us more about your book, Carlo.
Well, I actually wanted to tell something else. I forgot. My girlfriend Daniela helped me remember. We watched a movie the other day. It's called Amadeus. It's a very good movie about the life of Mozart.
Okay.
Made in 1984. It's a real recommendation if people haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wonderful film. Yeah, beautiful film.
Because basically he's a prodigy child, but he's totally addicted to alcohol or something or whatever, and he loses it a bit because, yeah, the luxury lifestyle, well, like the modern-day pop stars, you know, some people, they just lose it, and they lose their gift from God that they get and abuse it and eventually sometimes even die, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
Still prevalent nowadays.
Oh, yes, yeah. So, many talented people that same way, you know, they had this gift, you know, that come from the creator, you know, and they were a light, and then along came the addictions, you know, and destroyed their life and whatever, and some make it to rehabilitation and straighten out and go on that way and much much better from the experience, and there are many also who wind up out there in the graveyard, you know. They're carrying a message and doing that as well. So, it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, great film. Yeah, Amadeus. So when did you watch that?
Let me see, 2 days ago or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I think on Saturday. On a DVD at my grandmother's. It was very nice.
Wonderful.
And about my book, I don't know. Once you publish it, you can read it, you know. I don't want to tell too much about it. It's mainly about speaking properly and about our connection to the earth, which we've forgotten, and actually how much we can learn from the ancient people on the earth, you know, who we call savages and killed and murdered all, but they were much closer to the earth than we are right now, you know. So I just want to bring some awareness back, if I can, you know, I aspire to do so. Because we've been taught we're the greatest of the greatest, but if you compare us to way back then, we're very low. We're the one that's, like, crumbling in the dust and, like, cavemen, when you think about it. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, wasn't that Gandhi who replied to the question, civilization, that it was a good idea for the Western world?
Excuse me, for what?
Well, it was about civilization. And then he said that was a good idea for the Western world to civilize.
Yeah, oh no, that's true. As long as we keep murdering all those animals, I don't think we're very civilized.
Right, that is the idea.
Yeah. So, well, if you want, I can share one poem of a long time ago.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Let me see. I'll do this one. I can see and feel myself changing, as witnessed through my eyes. I word parts of the silence that not yet exist outside, or is it? For as I word that unknown, it remains ever alive. Whilst that, what I do not know, can be perceived as dead, as if died. In total darkness, this blackout of unheard sounds and arms me to shine via the sword of truth. Found through I, truth speaks louder than any words can convey. So I'd like to gift you the most special of ways to let you feel of that as I pray. As I left it in silence, Goddess truth has all hearts embraced.
I love your stuff. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's not in my Dutch book. That's why my English book is going to be totally different than my Dutch book. But they're both equally valid, you know. It's fine. When I'm going to approach the English-speaking people, I have to do it in a different way, too, because when you curse, you curse an object, not yourself. So then it's a total different way of understanding that it's bad to say damn.
Mm-hmm.
You can better say blessed, for instance, or something positive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, God bless it, instead of the other one.
Right.
Or
right.
Whatever. I'm so blessed happy, you know? I mean, that sounds mm-hmm. much more better than the other one. And fobbing this, fobbing that. Oh, yeah, don't get me started on that. My girlfriend said, yeah, let's say fobbing this, fobbing that. Yeah, I'm fobbing loving. Yeah, I'm fobbing loving it. Yeah. Everything is like that on the TV nowadays. It's really fobbing bad, actually. But anyway, let's not get me started on
that. The young ones, you know, that's this part of their vocabulary now, you know, the F word. Effing this, F that, F that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the word, you know. That's always baffled me, is how that word, you know, it's the. I mean, it's the word that begins life, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the word that begins life. Yet that's the one you save, you know, toward the end of the argument, when nothing else works anymore. You know, you're in an argument, and then you say, "Ah, F you, man!" And everybody that looks like you, you know, or whatever.
Well, I would say I was created from making love, not necessarily the fobbing thing, but it depends, you know. Some people are created more out of lust, and some are created out of love. So you're right. Some people are more made the fobbing way.
Yet, at the same time, love is really all we are. We all respond to it. Everything responds to it. And it's the underlying basis of it all, of everything. And, you know, they call it gods, they call it whatever, you know, but it's love, it's the same thing. So, it's the driving force. This urge to reproduce, it's part of our nature as well. And that's okay too, you know. But the word, you know, the word has always fascinated me, that's all. You know, how it begins life. Yet at the same time, it's the big one, you know. It's the big one you save toward the end of the argument. When, yeah. Ah, F you, man.
Yeah, I think it's strange because in Dutch we don't use the same word. When you translate it, we'd rather say, I don't know, maybe we say shit more, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know for sure.
Well, the F word is now also very common here.
Yeah, okay. And the cancer. We say cancer a lot also. Cancer this, cancer that. You know? It's really funny.
Oh, if you live in The Hague.
Yeah, well, on TV you see it too, you know. Oh, that's cancer sweet or something. I go like, what? Excuse me? But anyway.
Oh, that's big for people living in The Hague? Is that's a district or something, isn't it? Outside of Amsterdam?
Well, it's a big big city.
Okay.
Somewhere below Amsterdam. I don't know how many kilometers, 40 or so, I don't know. But it's a very big city. It's actually almost our second main city, because the government is seated in The Hague. But our capital is Amsterdam. Very strange. So the government is not in the capital, but in The Hague. But in The Hague they have a sort of dialect and their way of speaking, and they say lots of time cancer, and that is kanker in Dutch.
Mm. I love it.
It sounds a little harder when you say it like that.
Yeah. I always thought The Hague was like a suburb of Amsterdam, but I guess not.
No. No.
I don't know.
No.
So, I was looking because you wanted to have a preview of my book, but I have to find one. You say about love, no?
Yes,
I have
please.
So many. Oh my gosh. Mostly, it's about bringing some awareness to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people can live so, how do you say, so far from their true nature. It's really simple. Once you start respecting things, then everything comes alive and you start being happy you're alive, you know? You don't have to curse so much when you're happy.
Very true.
I'll put this one. This is Lost Love at the Found, Lost and Found. But I'll put it first in Dutch, no?
Okay.
Okay. Verloren liefde bij de gevonden voorwerpen. Ik weet niet waar jij bent. Ik kan je wel vertellen dat ik met mijn liefde heel dicht bij mij ben. En daar vind ik zij die in mij de roep beantwoordt waar ik uiteindelijk man of vrouw blijkt te zijn. Ik ben namelijk een spirituele ziel, luisterend naar het levende woord. Aandachtig horend hoe het kloppen van mijn hart de aderen van mijn intense stelsel al levendig voorziet van de liefde die ik zelf ben en beman. Het sap van mijn wezen zingt zo haar levenslied. En ik ben onderwezen door deze stroom van leven, doordringend door me door te dringen om nooit of te nimmer op te geven. Okay. That was for all the people who speak Dutch. So, lost love
okay.
is lost and found. I don't know where you are, and I can tell you that I am with my love very close to me. And there I find her who is within me, answering my call, where I seem to be man nor wife in the end. I am a spiritual soul listening to the living word, thoughtfully listening how the beating of my heart supplies the veins of my internal system of the love that I am and adore. The juice of my being sings her life's song in this way. And me, I'm being educated by this flow of life, by thoroughly coming through to me to tell me to never, ever, ever quit. Wow.
Thank you, El Carlo.
That
was you.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. So I have one encore later, but that one you can read with me because it's on my blog. So.
Okay.
All right.
I'll undo time.
We love it all. We'd love an encore later, absolutely.
And for the rest, I don't know. I think the most important thing to know is that we are also vibration, no? Everything is vibration.
Everything is about vibration, absolutely, yes.
And the word is like the lower form of speaking, because we are already speaking without saying anything. It's our body is vibrating to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe strongly that if you have this positive way of speaking and your positive attitude, then you're vibrating in a much higher level than people who are so, speaking in a lower way, you know. Although they think they are all high and mighty, often they don't come so far. They just go like, yeah, but what if this and but if that and but, and say, what but? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Switch your butt somewhere else. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That all sounds very fun and fine and dandy, but
yeah, but what?
Yeah.
When I was
I'm
in Belgium,
smart enough, I'm
I
not
stayed
smart
there
enough to do that. I'm not rich enough to do that. I'm not pretty enough to do that. I'm not, you know, I'm not rich enough to do that. I'm not. Every single I'm not is a creation. Our words create. Our words create our reality and create our life. Yes. That's the Lakota always thought that because they were masters of the spoken word. They had no written language. They had no writing. It was all spoken. It was all taught. All these traditions, you know, the tradition of white buffalo calf woman all the way to, you know, the creation stories, all of those stories and all those things we, you know, we hear about now and we see now all came down through the generations by talk, you know, talking one to another. They didn't have writing. They didn't have an alphabet until white man came. They had no writing. It was all spoken. Our words create. Words create everything. In the beginning, they say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word started everything, you know. There's exactly. A lot to the words. Yeah. And then you have things like the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz, talking about being impeccable with our words. That means, you know, being accurate with what we say, you know, and not saying all the but and the cancer and, the, you know, blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
I'll try.
Yeah, I'm going to try to call you tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, someone told me, you know how hard it is to try? You have to try to sit on a chair. See how good mm-hmm. you can try to sit on. You can either mm-hmm. sit next to it or onto it. But if you try, it's really hard, you know. Your muscles get all tense. And you go like, oh, I'm trying. And then you just mm-hmm. fall down.
So I'm going to try to get my butt up out of the chair so I can go shut the door.
But,
you know,
but.
But.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'll try.
Now, I love playing with words in that manner, though, too. I love the wordplay. There are many people that I've looked up to down through the years who are very good with playing with those words, you know, in a fun way, you know, keeping it fun. People that come to mind are like Groucho Marx, you know, where he just goes completely around, you know, spreading joy with words, you know, in the play with words, you know. That can be a lot of fun. That takes a little bit of thought, you know. That takes a little bit of genius, and I think that's what I looked up to them more about than any of it is the amount of thought that it took, you know. You know, like when he says, "Oh, you know, we went to Africa to take pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. Well, we're going to go back in a couple of weeks."
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, just silliness, you know, things that make us laugh. But it's the words, you know. I love words. Don't get me started on words. You know?
Okay, yeah, I have one poem here about words, okay?
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay.
And you do the poem about words, and then Javada will segue right into a candle ceremony. What do you think?
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
The title of this one is called Write in Writing. So, R-I-G-H-T in writing. Okay. Every word is a silent witness of the sound vibration that can be heard, waiting patiently till it is its turn to bring to light what is dark and kept in the unknown. Our collective unconscious superconsciousness is ever working, as shown. It manifests several facets of our crystalline being, an interconnected oneness that survives all tits for tats, outside, since it is certified by the feelings of heart consciousness that surmounts any of the mentioned above. Beyond words, we are, together, in silence of God. Every written word is a silent confession of sound to be heard.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
And it's God, you know. I don't write this. I mean, that's what you say. It takes a lot of effort, but actually it doesn't. When these things come, they just come.
Mm-hmm.
For me, anyway, then. I mean, when
flows.
Then it isn't nice, you know. Yeah, it flows. When you puzzle too much, it's too much gemaakt, how do you say, too much constructed. And then it doesn't flow, you know. But anyway, let's go to the candle ceremony.
Mitakuye Oyasin. Okay.
Right now, it's time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now, to bring your love and upliftment in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing and love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now we would like to ask Marieke to say the mantra.
Dearest Weishawas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our Grandmother Earth. as we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Meditation. It is fun to know how meditation almost sounds like medication, because it is something that truly heals our soul. So, at the start of any meditation, it's always very crucial to ground ourselves. So, I'm going to take a deep breath. And as I exhale, I release all the tensions of my body into the earth. Now repeat this 2 times. And with each time, I feel my tension releasing more and more into this beloved Mother of ours. Final breath. So now, as I found the center of my being, by releasing all that is not mine. I can see deep inside a tiny little seed of life, which is about to sprout, just very dark right now and not coming up. So I want us to visualize that with each breath, we pour this liquid water, which we call air, onto the seed of life, which is somewhere around our solar plexus area. That's where my seed of light is anyway. And so with each breath, slow or fast, or however you want, slow is best, of course, you put more and more water onto this little seed of light. And as you can see, after a while, each exhale removes the darkness that is surrounding this light, this little seed of light. And each inhale pours more of this heavenly light, heavenly water onto this seed. And slowly but surely, with each breath, I can see this there begins to stem to grow from this seed. And the roots of this little seed are deep in the earth because we just grounded ourselves. It's just that with each new breath, there comes more and more water onto this little seed. And as the stem grows, it grows more and more firm and more bright, so that it's not only in our solar plexus area, but it grows up into our heart area, where it grows another little bud. And then we take another breath, and the seed still grows on to our throat area, where it grows a bud, and to our third eye area, where it grows a bud, and ultimately it grows all the way to our crown chakra, where it grows one final bud. And with each new breath, we pour water onto the roots of this little light seed. And as we continue to do that, we can see that each little bud is slowly opening. And to really focus, we'll do it one by one. So, first, we'll open the bud at our solar plexus area, where this little seed of light has started. I've passed the really grounding area chakra, but for me that's already our feet. So our feet are already those roots. So within my next breath, I'm opening my solar plexus area, flower. And I can see the most beautiful orange-yellow flower. It starts to blossom, almost a lotus flower in my eye, in my spiritual eye. And it opens completely. And it starts shining and spreading light. Ooh, I can feel it. So, with our next set of breaths, we'll open the flower at our throat area. And I can see it's like a blue tulip that's growing out of my throat. But I'm just saying for you what I see in myself. You can have a different flower. You can have a violet too, or a lilac. Or I don't know how it's called. So anyway, let's go to our third eye area. And let's make this little bud blossom as well with our breath. So let's take a few breaths. Yeah, that's another lotus flower for me. Oh, marvelous. And so now the fourth last flower is our crown flower. And this one is said to have 1,000 petals. So take a slow breath and breathe out all that tension and darkness and stress that we've gotten from the material life we're in. And breathe in the fresh, new spiritual energy which we receive of our Mother Earth. And nurture this flower on our head and see it growing its 1,000 petals that reach up into the heavens. And these flowers that we've now grown will all stay permanently on us, and with each breath that we'll take, it will just grow more and more strong. And if you paid attention, you can notice that we've skipped one flower. And that flower is the most important of all. It's the flower at the heart. Because that flower connects the bottom flowers with the top flower and will ultimately bring it all into unison, into oneness in our heart where God resides. So let us take three breaths to enliven this final bud in our heart. And with the opening of that bud, we will complete this entire tree of life, of flowers in our body. So here comes the first breath. Where you can see slowly the petals of this green flower opening up. With the second breath, you can even see some leaves growing beside the flower that want to get some extra rays of this light in our heart. And with the final breath, the flower opens completely in our heart and it starts to shine and radiate the love of God directly into the creation, which we will make with each step and each breath and each word that we make. That's it. Namaste. I see also, finish it completely, a curtain of silvery, mirrory curtains around me that protect me from any influence from outside that I may encounter. And whenever I encounter a lot of darkness, I can close these blinds, which I can see through, but other people cannot see through, and they cannot spit their venom at me anymore. So be it. So be it. So be it. Thank you.
That's right. It is all clear. We were meant to be here from the beginning. We are here out of our powerful and deliberate wanting to be here. And that's how we came forth from the other realm into this physical plane. I truly do believe that. So, that was a wonderful meditation. Thank you, Sen-san. Are you there?
You're welcome.
That was beautiful, man.
I just did whatever I was directed to do, because there's many ways to meditate. There's no right or wrong way to meditate, basically. As long
that's
as you focus
true.
On the breath, you know, that's the most important thing, the breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to think about your breath. Right. And that was beautiful.
If you
want to
be spiritual, think about your breath, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Jivanda, for the candle ceremony. That was beautiful, too.
Oh, no problem. It was great to do.
Yes.
I felt connected today, so that made it easier.
You felt connected today? I felt connected today.
A lot of connection, yeah.
So you got a poem for us?
Yeah, the one I wrote today. And I can share it, because everybody can read it with us. I'll post the link into the chat.
Okay.
It's of my blog, and
okay.
I try to keep. There goes the try. Okay, I do my best to keep it up to date. It's just that sometimes my real life takes me on a little trip, and then I don't spend so much time on the internet anymore. But there's the but, and. It's good to see the internet as the mechanical representation of our internet, and the internet is much more important. That's where we can talk to the ancestors and all that stuff, you know, which is much more important. So anyway, without further ado, I'll bring this poem now to you. The title is The Essene Sense of Living. So it's the first poem you see on the top. Okay, here we go. Let go, truly, to regain control. Love flows fluidly from start to goal. Then know, you and me, back on the road, to open up the love, the heart of gold. Be patient, count the zero in full, anticipate it. Sound that inner rebel and gong. No hating, accept this one, here, now, and grow. Imbue that part of me which appeals in love in you. Realize that the true essence of waiting has recreated us all. To be able to shine and blossom, we all have to laugh, lighten up, and joke. Become a fool, to row your way through. Rider waits for the storm to blow over. A rider that waits assures each moment anew. Set foot into the cliff, not knowing if the footing will push on through. Yes, patience is God's greatest gift, the truest virtue and creator of diamonds from something as dark as a carbon stone. Patience created dirt, so now it's your turn to return and renew in silence to gold. Get up and arise from the ash of our phoenixal angelic human mishmash. Shine your truest essence effortlessly through any dark limitations that may confine the mind or spirit of you. Yes, 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 without further ado. Press that reset button within you and embrace the dark. Come face to face with your shard of our divine whole and erase all that withholds you from regenerating and venerating that indestructible spark of God that lives within us all. Namaste.
Beautiful.
Namaste. Namaste.
That's beautiful. And for the benefit of those listening in the archives, that location for the website is truthofconsciousness.blogspot.nl. And that's Carlo's website, the blog where he posts that. Beautiful, Carlo.
You're welcome. You're always welcome in my heart.
Well, I think it's time to play the second request that we have, the Return to Innocence. So, I don't know what this guy says, but I like this song. Here we go. It's almost time for us to say goodnight and God bless. And I want to thank you, Jovanda. Thank you, Carlo,
for being on
with us.
Gary, I know what this man is saying. He's in the fire and he's screaming, ay-oh-ay-oh-ay-ay. Then he turns to ash. Yeah, then he turns to ashes and he returns to innocence in the form of the phoenix. The flies to the sky. I can't get rid of this image that I had in my head.
Well, that's what happened. He got a little too close to the sweat fire the one night, and that's what happened to the poor. Oh, hi, it's hot. Oh, it's hot.
Oh, fry bread.
Well, most of all, he's returning to innocence. I think that's what he's doing. You know?
Yeah,
he's returning. We all need to do that. I guess we're doing that on this show. Returning to innocence. Yeah, right.
It's a new day.
I
love
this song, anyway.
Sure. Well, thank you all. Thank you. Good night. God bless. Make sure you join us again next week when we have John Christie back with us. I have no idea who's going to be on with us, but Carlo, thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing your beautiful poetry and your meditation. And Jovanda,
thank you for having me.
Jovanda, I can't thank you enough either. Thank you, everyone, for being with us.
And thank you.
And here we are, returning to innocence.
Thanks to all our listeners for joining us. Till next week.
Yes, thank you.
Mwah.
Thank you for joining us, even though we're not coming apart. We've got less than a minute left, so we're just going to sign off. We're not going to play with any music or anything. We're just going to say good night. Have a beautiful night. Create a beautiful evening. We'll see you next week.